Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Everybody, welcome to the Clay County Corner. We're going to hopefully inform you of some local happenings, events, and just some general information about Clay County. This is Susan Bailey coming to you live at WVSB from the historical Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. This radio broadcast is sponsored and hosted by the 3-Star Volunteer Program of Clay County. You can hear these live, well, and the Chamber of Commerce. I've got to throw them out there, too. And you can hear these live broadcasts every Thursday morning from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. on WVSB 101.5 FM. This show will be replayed this evening on 101.5 at 6 o'clock p.m. So if you hear something of a lot of interest that you want some family or friends to listen to, call them and let them know that it'll be back on at 6 o'clock this evening. And don't forget, you can also catch this show in a few days online at www.delhollowhorizon.org. And that's on demand. You can just click on one of the shows, one of the previous shows that are archived, and it will pull that show up and you can listen to the whole show. So just visit the Horizon webpage and click on whichever show you would like to hear again. I'd like to say good morning to Sheila Ashlock Coffelt, my friend, who said she'd be listening in. And I want to express a thank you to nurses all over. This has been National Nurses Day one day this week. I can't remember exactly which day it was. And also a big old thank you to the teachers that are out there working hard every day, helping our students to get a better education. We've got another good show for you this morning over the next hour with some good guests. We got some regularly scheduled and some that are new who will be sharing the local state news and more, as well as providing some information of just general interest to us. Before we get started, I want to remind our listeners to call in with some guest ideas or maybe some topic ideas. So just give me a call at 931-260-8320. If you've got any ideas for some interesting future topics or guests, I would really appreciate it. On the lineup today is Dorothy Forney with Lois Turner. They're going to be talking about the Clay County Fair that's coming up. And we'll have Dale Reagan, who's our Clay County mayor. With that being said, I guess I'm going to pause real quick for a short break, and then we'll return with Dorothy and Lois to talk about the Clay County Fair.
The Upper Cumberland General Store is what a country store used to be like and what a country store should be. Local handcrafted items, antiques, Disney items, American moonshine items, household goods, live survival foods, snacks, discount groceries, and a whole lot more. Shop Upper Cumberland General Store and save. Up to 90% off regular retail prices. You need to see it to believe it. Visit Upper Cumberland General Store, open 9 till 5, Tuesday through Saturday, at 101 Doctors Drive in Salina, Tennessee. Or you can call them at 931-243-3350. That's 931-243-3350 for Upper Cumberland General Store. Here to serve you right behind the DQ.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closure. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter paint, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
it can be difficult being a service member called for duty. That's why there's the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program. We help thousands of National Guard and Reserve members ensure their families are taken care of while they're away.
Daddy, you're home!
And when they return, we help with everything from job opportunities to financial planning. Learn more at yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner segment of today's broadcast. You're listening to WVFB on 101.5 FM. I'd like to mention something I forgot to just before we had the break a second ago, but don't forget to come out to the Clay County Community Center, or it's also called the Clay County Government Complex Building, which is down on the river. The Chocolate Fest is this weekend. It's on Friday, tomorrow actually, May the 9th. It's going to be held from 9 a.m. until noon. And you, for $5 a box, you can fill that box with all the chocolate you want. They've got lots of varieties and yummy, yummy stuff. So all you got to do is go down there, show up, give them $5. They'll give you a box, and then you can travel around and and get some really, really good chocolate. And it's actually an annual fundraiser that supports the Relay for Life, and it's sponsored and presented by the Clay County Family and Community Education Clubs. And also, I don't have in front of me a lot of information about it, but there is also, on Friday, there's an iris show. So for those of you that have got some of those really, really pretty irises blooming in your yard right now, snip a couple of them and take them down there and maybe compete. I think they're going to have a competition, but at least go down and show those beautiful irises that we've all got growing in our yards right now. I'm certainly thinking about clipping some and taking them down there, and I'm definitely thinking about going to that chocolate fest. Maybe they'll have a little good dark chocolate down there. I want to extend a welcome now to our Fair Board members, Miss Dorothy Thorney with Lois Turner. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you. I want to say thank you first, too, for the hours of service and commitment in getting everything pulled together so we can have such a nice fair. It really has grown over the past few years. It's just getting better and better, and it's growing, I know, as the result of the work and efforts that are put in by the Fair Board members. So I applaud y'all, and I just think you're doing a really, really good job. The fair is a pretty big event for our county, for the kids and the grown-ups alike. When exactly is it supposed to take place? And, of course, where is the fair held?
Well, the fair, Susan, is held down at the fairgrounds, they call it now, I think, the Clay County Recreation Complex. And it's where the ball games for the youth league or baseball games are being held, and most of the tractor pulls and, of course, our pageant and everything that we think is really big. So.
Absolutely. Where can people, are the brochures out yet? I know y'all been working really ready. Are they out yet?
We've had all our ads turned in, but Monroe County Press is doing a wonderful job for us, and we're hoping to get that proofread maybe this week and have it out by the weekend, and it will be distributed to many of the businesses in town. And, of course, you can pick it up at the chamber or any of the offices down at the court
complex. It's hard to keep all these names apart now because some of them have changed recently, and then we call them just everything in the world too. But so you can pick up brochures soon, hopefully next week.
Hopefully
at the at a lot of the businesses around town
and the pageant registration forms.
Okay, yeah, that's very important. I think I saw some of those out at the chamber already.
Possibly, yeah.
Okay. So you ladies out there, you need to get started thinking about that. We need a good showing of, we got so many pretty girls out there, and we need a good showing at the fair this year.
Yeah.
Speaking of the fair, actually, what time does the midway usually set off? You know, I know that's a big thing for the kids that are around here. They like to ride those rides.
The midway opens at 6 o'clock every day, and of course the gate opens at 4. And this year we have 2 days that our kids get in free at the gate on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay.
And also on Tuesdays, there's a $3 discount on the armbands for the midway. Instead of being $18, they're $15. So, you know, that's a good thing to get the kids and coming to the fair and
right.
getting to see what all does go on and have a really, really good time.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's all about the kids, really. It seems like everything we do, we really, really focus on the kids. But it's a lot of fun for the adults, too.
Oh, yeah.
And
there's always something going on in the arena or the complex or the parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, just. You don't have to have a child. You can come on.
Yeah, and then if you don't have a child, but you've got nieces or nephews, and their parents maybe can't make it, that Tuesday, Thursday deal would be wonderful to be able to get in and bring those kids, too, that might not get an opportunity to come.
And when you're like Dorothy, there's 8 grandkids, so that saves somebody some money.
It sure does. Well, the beauty pageant, we're going to talk a lot about the beauty pageant today, and it is the first big event. I understand it's scheduled for Saturday, the 7th of June. If you would, just give us a bit of a timeline for registration and practice and so on.
We kick off on June the 7th, but we also registration right now, anytime.
Okay.
We have registration forms out. We have them at the at Joey's.
Mm-hmm.
We have them at the Chamber. You can pick them up from me or Lloyd, and Monroe County News has them, TVL at Thompsonville. So you can pick them up anytime, and you can register anytime. But we have a rehearsal and registration on Friday, June the 6th, from 5 to 8 p.m., and we'd like for all the girls to be in that, to come to that, because that does help them to know how to walk and how they walk out on the stage and what to do. So,
right.
But we'll also have registration from 12 to 2 on pageant day, which is June the 7th.
Okay. Well, you know, it's important. The girls need to really, really listen to that and know that how important it is, especially if they've never been in one before or if they've just seen one on TV. It's a whole lot different getting up there on that stage and knowing and getting those cues on how to walk and how to turn and all that is just such a big help from all of you to get them prepared. So they really need to hit those practice days.
Yes, and Miss Ferris to the fair contestant, we'd like for them to be registered by 1 o'clock, no later than 1 o'clock, because the judges are going to have an interview with them.
Okay, so that's 1 o'clock on?
On June the 7th.
On the 7th.
Yes.
Okay, no later than 1 o'clock on
the
7th. Okay.
Because we will have interviews at 2 o'clock.
Yeah. Oh, well, then that's just right around, immediately around the corner.
And all the fairs need to be there.
Okay. And that's for the fairs at the fair.
And we have a lot of categories. We have the little tiny angel, 0 to 17 months. The tiny angel, 18 to 29 months. Miss Angel, 30 to 41 months. Little Miss, 42 months to 4 years. The tiny princess is 5 to 6 years. Little Miss Princess is 7 to 8 years. Miss Princess is 9 to 10 years. Princess is 11 to 12 years. Teen Miss is 13 to 15 years. The dress code for the 0 to 12 years is any appropriate length dress be dressed. The teen Miss would be a prom or pageant gown.
Okay.
And Miss Ferris of the Fair would be a gown.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I've seen before where the big event, which is the Miss Ferris's Fair, is your biggest event. Sometimes they'll have casual, and then they'll have formal and some other things. Are these girls required to do that, or is it just strictly the formal wear?
Just strictly the formal. For the interviews, some of them do come in their dress clothes.
Okay. So that is okay.
The pageant is, yes.
Okay. And as far as their formal wear, do you have any limitations on, you know, what, like exposure or anything like that, or do you just make a decision when they get there, or is it pretty much use discretion?
Use discretion, absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
Most of the girls will know.
Well, they're probably used to doing this a lot.
Yeah, most of the fairs of the fair are.
Yeah, I would say so. So we've pretty well covered the dress code, and what kind of, you know, I know the girls are always, and even on the professional things like Miss America and Miss USA and all that, they seem really anxious when they get out there to answer those questions. So what kind of things do the judges prepare for? What do they have a list of questions that they share, or how do they do that?
They do. Sometimes they let the girls do their own questions and put them all in a basket and let them pick them out. And then sometimes we just do them or randomly do them.
Yeah. So
they do answer the question, all the fairs of the fair.
Okay. Do they have to answer just one question, or is it
one? One question.
Okay. I bet they really like having an idea of what it is. Okay. Well, we need to take a break here, and we'll come back and talk some more about the fair and all the activities.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265. Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County, Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
There are superheroes among us. They are citizen warriors back home from duty. Even superheroes need support now and then. That's why the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program is here to help. We serve today's heroes, National Guard and Reserve members, before, during, and after deployment. To learn more, visit yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
Back now, this is Susan Bailey with the Clay County Corner, live at the historical Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. I've been with Lois Turner and Dorothy Forney with the Fair Board as they have been sharing upcoming fair activities. We've mainly been talking about the beauty contest, but we need to talk still some more about that, and then we're going to go into some of the other activities that will be going on. I had a question. Are there boys included in the beauty pageant?
Not anymore. We used to do the little boys, and we didn't have very much participation, so we just kind of go with the girls now.
Right, yeah. It's really, people don't realize how much is involved in planning each specific event and trying to figure out ribbons and trophies and all that. And if you don't have participants, then those things that have to be purchased ahead of time are of no use at all. You know, mainly they're dated and everything. So we've got to go with, majority or something. Can you talk a little about the entry fee for the pageant competition?
Okay, the entry fee is $20. And if they choose to be in the Miss Photogenic, it's $10, which is a total of $30. And you have to have a 5x7 photo unframed. Not in a frame for the Miss Photogenic.
Okay. Do they need to write, like, on the back?
Right on the back of their picture so we can get them back to them. I still have some pictures left from last year that I need to get back to the girls.
Well, they need to. And then some of them may just bring them as an extra copy or something.
They do. Some of them do, I'm sure.
It'd be nice if they wrote on it, I don't need this back or something. Because it's hard to throw away.
That way it features. Yes, I don't. I keep them all.
What about the, is there a, we've mentioned the ages that are for each competition. Is there a birth date cutoff or a date of, a date cutoff for those ages?
Well, that's the year of 2014, if they're by June the 7th, if
okay.
This age. Now, the first affair has to be 16 to 21. It's 16 to 21, and their birth date has to be by December 31st, 2014.
Okay.
After that, then that's, you know, they have to be 21.
Okay.
16 to 21, first of the fair.
Okay. And that's not just because of us doing the event here, but that's so that they can go on and compete.
That's the state rule, too.
Okay. So, Ken, what is it exactly that they get to go on and compete in?
Well, it's in Nashville at the state convention,
mm-hmm.
Ferris of the Fair Convention in Nashville.
And this is all fairs?
All fairs. We have from 50 to 59 contestants in the Ferris of the Fair in Nashville.
Hmm. That is pretty interesting. And then anybody that has a fair, is it in the whole state?
Yes.
Or just the region?
Yes.
Okay.
State.
Well, that's a lot of people mm-hmm. that are going to that. I know we had Renee Morris.
Yes.
Last year
was Renee.
And she did well.
Did very well. Very good.
And I think we had another girl with Clay County ties that was actually down there. Madison Hill, her mom grew up
from
here.
From Colville, yes. Yes, she was there also.
Yeah, that was fun to know that
very,
we had,
very much.
Had an absolute Clay County girl and one with some Clay County ties.
Yes.
We grow them pretty here in
we
Clay
sure
County.
We sure do. Beautiful.
Yeah.
We have beautiful girls. We took several beautiful girls down there.
Absolutely.
And done very good,
mm-hmm.
all of them.
Well, you know, I'd like to encourage our Clay County young ladies to enter. It's not always just about the physical outer beauty, but it's also about experiencing the social poise and grace and speaking before a crowd, you know, being able to answer that question in front of somebody. And then kids that participate in these activities are building on opportunities for college scholarships.
Yes.
Other future endeavors. This can be something that goes on their resume, and it's just as important. You know, it shows social interaction too. Anything else we can? I feel like we've pretty well covered a lot about the fair beauty contest activities. Is there anything else that we've left out that we need to mention?
And we
about
have
that?
This beauty pageant before the fair so the girls can participate in all the activities during the fair.
Right.
We'd like to have them there every night if
absolutely.
We can. Wearing their crown and their sash
uh-huh.
and representing Clay County, which they all always have. And
yeah. I think in the past we've, at different times, well, when we had the Lions Club Horse Show, we don't do that anymore. This was our 50th year, our 50th anniversary year last year would have been.
Yeah.
And we've used the fair contestants or the beauty contest contestants in that before. So there are a lot of opportunities that they can be involved in if they just go to them. That's the only thing, just showing up. Well, how about any of the other activities that we're going to have going on with the fair? What else is coming up?
Well, of course, the pageant is on June the 6th. 7th, that's right. Rehearsal is on June the 6th. On Tuesday, when the fair actually starts, we have the senior day in the women's building. And also that night, we have the wrestling event, which has really been a really big event.
Popular.
I mean, everybody uh-huh. enjoys that. You know, we have some that enjoys it a lot more than others.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm talking about, Randall Kimes. And then on Wednesday, the women's exhibit starts, and registration for that, and it goes through Saturday, and there's tons of categories. Dean Walden will be here next week to
mm-hmm.
tell you more about that.
Mm-hmm.
Then on Thursday, they have their Century Farm dinner, and that evening, we have a new event. It's the Bicycle Rodeo and Fun Run. Now, this is a bicycle. It's not an ATV or four-wheeler or anything of that nature. It's an actual bicycle. It's a new event, and we're really excited about it, and it's for ages from 5 to 18. You know, we're expecting it to really be a big event.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. What are they doing this? What actually, are they racing each other?
Well,
or?
They're, some of it's going to be racing.
Uh-huh.
And then they're going to have some, maybe some little jumps in the ground.
Oh,
you know, going to build
that berms.
Up.
Right, yeah,
I
berms.
Didn't know what you actually mm-hmm. called them. And it's, you know, they're going to get trophies and there's going to be five classes
uh-huh.
that they're going to be having. And if you don't have a bicycle or you don't want to bring one, we've had donations of bicycles.
Well.
And we're really, really proud of that. You know,
mm-hmm.
Clay County is really good to help with children, you know, like yes. the youth baseball team, the
mm-hmm.
youth football team,
mm-hmm.
and... You know, I'm really proud of how Clay County supports our children
absolutely.
And youth around here.
Absolutely. Well, if somebody has a bicycle that they would be willing to donate, where would they need to bring it to?
They could bring it to Tracy Pennington.
Okay.
At the
Chamber of Commerce? He's at the Chamber a lot. Or
yes. any complex, courthouse complex.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, we're really excited about that, and we're hoping kids will come out and participate in this, so maybe
yeah.
we can have it again next year.
Right,
and
right.
On Friday, well, that evening, we had the, on Friday, we had the quarter hour show and the lawnmower pool.
Oh.
And that's usually a really big, you know, a big mm-hmm. thing, too, because...
Mm-hmm.
Ever seen some of the lawnmowers that these people bring in? Unreal. They
yeah.
could probably mow your yard in about 5 minutes.
Right, right. And they are sharp looking too. Occasionally I'll see some spots online or something, and those are some really sharp looking. They fix them up like these fancy trucks that ride around town all the time.
Oh yeah, they're all chromed out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not little old junk
no,
lawnmowers.
No,
they put a lot
with
of
rust
money in
and
oh,
the
no.
deck falling down.
I mean, they're really pretty.
Yeah.
Then on Saturday, we have the Uncle Bud's tractor pool.
Oh, okay.
And it starts at 4. And then we also on Saturday have the dog show. And
so that's on Wednesday, actually, the dog show.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I know some of them have been shuffled around a little bit.
Yeah,
so it is hard to keep up with them. That's, yeah.
And then
we'll have a program, too,
yeah.
next week. So.
Yeah. And then on Saturday, the closing event will be the ATV motorcycle rodeo. It starts actually at 7, but registration, I believe, starts about 5.
Okay.
Like I said, we changed a lot of stuff, and I forgot to bring my book, so I'm not real sure about times, but if you watch for our book, and it'll be in the newspapers, and, of course, we'll be talking more about it, you know, for the next couple of weeks about
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, we definitely will. We'll,
hopefully
we'll be bringing
I
it back a lot.
Dates and times correct for you then.
Yeah, and I want to say I appreciate y'all. I asked these ladies to come in today and talk about the beauty pageant, and then I kind of threw out there more information because we actually had a pre-recorded interview that was scheduled today with Diane Black, but we've had some technical issues or something, and we weren't able to get that on the air. So, you know, we got to kind of back up and punt, and we've got to do something to fill in the space that we had designated. We may be able to get that interview back on next week, so y'all might expect that next week. And I want to say thank you for doing this extra bit. You know, I know y'all weren't expecting to have to cover all this other area. So considering the fact that you've made some changes in the scheduling and everything, we really appreciate you letting us know as best you can what's going on.
Yeah. And I'd also like to say that Dorothy is the director this year for the pageant,
mm-hmm.
and I'm the coordinator, which that just means I do what Dorothy tells me to
do. Okay. That means that I do what she tells me to do.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, y'all share easily, I guess.
And I'd also like to thank, we have sponsorships for the pageant,
mm-hmm.
and I'd like to thank the Clay County Chamber, being Transform Informers, Clay County Corner, our radio show right here.
Mm-hmm.
That's WCFB 101.5, Joey's, the Livingston Regional Hospital, and the new Genesee College of Applied Technology, and our three-star program has also all been sponsors this year.
Very
and
good.
And we're really proud of those people, you know, that want to support us.
Definitely.
Also.
Yeah.
And like I said, again, Clay County is really good to support events here in Clay County that helps the children. And
absolutely.
These are the girls in the pageants, you know, are like 0 to 21 years old.
Yeah,
so.
That's a big range there.
Yeah.
So y'all come out and watch them especially. It's so much fun to get to watch these girls.
And on the prizes for the Fairest of the Fair, I'll let Dorothy talk about a little bit on what girls win in some of these pageants.
Okay. The Fairest of the Fair gets $50, plus she gets $400 if she goes to the Nashville convention.
Oh, okay.
Or whatever she chooses to use it for. And first runner-up gets $25, and second runner-up gets $15. Plus all the other ribbons and sashes and flowers and
all the adorables.
All the adorables, yes. So come on out and be with us, girls.
Absolutely.
Have some fun. Enjoy.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm sure they'll be out at the high school talking to them, too, trying to get these girls, encourage them to come.
And also I'd like to tell them, the Miss Fairest of the Fair, all their expenses plus a chaperone are paid for
when they go
to the convention. So they're not out any expense. And like Dorothy said, the $400 can be spent on what they need.
Right.
Gown, shoes, whatever they, we don't determine what they spend that money on.
Yeah.
So, you know, they've got a free ride to go to the convention.
Very good, very good. And that's as it should be. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, ladies, for joining us this morning. And after a break from our sponsors, I'll be back with Clay County Mayor Dale Reagan.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center in Salina, Tennessee.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Since 1776, countless men and women have given their lives in service to their country and their fellow citizens. Memorial Day is set aside to honor those gallant heroes and praise them for their sacrifice. This Memorial Day, pause for a few moments and offer thanks to those who have given so much for the freedoms we have today. This message is brought to you by the wartime veterans of the American Legion and this station.
I want to welcome everybody back to the Clay County Corner segment of today's broadcast. You're listening to WVFB on 101.5 FM. And sitting with me now is Mayor Dale Reagan, who's going to tell us a little bit about the most recent meeting, I guess, of the county court. Dale, I'm going to let you have the mic.
Okay, well, thank you, Susan. As always, I appreciate the opportunity to come up and brief our citizens on the happenings of our county government and everything. This past Monday night, we had the commission meeting and at 6:30 down at the new courtroom at the complex. And we had five resolutions and two motions that the commissioners took in consideration, as well as two notaries. And we also had Mr. Bob Cole come down to give an update on his office, which Bob is our veteran service officer here in the county, not only for this county, but for Jackson County as well.
A great service he's doing for us.
Absolutely. And he does a great job, and he's the best of all the happenings around. All the commissioners are very interested in that, as well as supportive of that office and everything. The motions that we had to take into consideration, as always, make a motion to approve the planning minutes that the commissioners do on the last Monday night of every month. And for this particular one, they had a motion in there to cancel the upcoming planning meeting for the 26th of May.
Okay.
Due to the Memorial Day holiday.
Oh, correct.
So they,
absolutely.
They canceled that planning. And when that happens, they normally pick up their resolutions and stuff, their agenda that they look at for the commission meeting, and whenever they cancel a meeting like that, we always, by statute, we have to get their agenda out to them 7 days prior to them voting on anything, so we'll get that mailed out to them and everything, the next one. The first resolution that we that they looked at was to, it was a two-part resolution that to abolish the office of constable here in the county. And they did that. They acted on that last month, and it has to be approved by a two-thirds majority of the votes at two consecutive meetings. And this was the second one, and the commissioners did vote on that to abolish that office and everything. So once that happens, the clerk she has to send out a notice to the office holders, those that are constables at this time.
And so this is countywide then?
Right.
I mean, it'll be all the constables. Okay.
Right. And then also send a certified copy of that to the Department of Elections down there at the Election Administrator's Office, so they can be aware of it as well.
Mm-hmm.
The other resolution was to approve our application for litter trash collection, what we call the litter grant, that we get through the Department of Transportation. And this is something we apply for every year. And we've been very blessed to get that. And it helps us do a lot of the educational programs that we do, as well as dealt with roadside pickups and a lot of different things like that and everything. And I'll go through the rest of these, but I'd like to go back and touch on that in
a
moment, because we've got an upcoming contest with our schools. That we'll be doing here next week.
Very good.
Also, resolution number three was to request unclaimed balances of account remitted to the state treasuries, and that's something we do every year, too, because a lot of times the clerk's office, they may have funds that are unclaimed, and we always have to make a request for that. And the state has money sometimes, and they make every effort to find the party or whatever, and once that all that process has gone through, and if nobody has claimed it, it'll automatically come back to the county.
Yeah.
And so we do that every year, because through your county court clerk, your parking masters, and sheriff's department sometimes has confiscated funds and stuff that they set on for a long period of time, and it goes to the state, and then it after so long, if they've not nobody's reclaimed it, it automatically diverts back to the county.
And that's a long process.
It is.
Too, isn't it?
Yeah, and it don't happen, just
in a month,
1 year
or two,
from the next.
Or,
you do this, and it takes a period of, I'm not for sure exactly what the time frame is, but I know it's a long
process. Seems like several years.
It is. Resolution four was to reduce the speed limit on the road leading to Cedar Hill Resort. And the commissioners voted to do that, to put a speed limit on there at the top of the hill, not the barbecue up there, which come off of old 53 right there, on down to the core.
Mm-hmm.
And so they voted to put a speed limit on that road. I think 25 mile an hour is what they voted on, because quite a bit of traffic on that road.
There is.
With a lot of boats coming in to the lake and everything. You have a lot of boat boat traffic and campers and stuff like that.
And most of the residents and the cabins too are just really close to the road access. So it would be so easy. I know we've not had any bad things to happen, but it's just waiting.
A lot of folks wonder, well, why you do it? Well, the county commission has the authority to do that on county roads.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, county roads, if they've not been posted by the county, they fall back under the statute of the state of Tennessee that the speed limit is 55 miles an hour.
Wow, and that's way too fast up there.
It's hard for the patrol officers to patrol it if they don't have something to, a guideline to go by and everything. So, but the commissioners their main concern is the safety of all the citizens and everything, and that's the reason why they wanted to doing that.
I think for a long time it's just been kind of a common sense approach that people know you need to slow down up there when you go up there, but the law is the most important thing, and it needs to be in place. Even though we pretty much everybody's been driving 20, 25, 30 miles an hour, if you did choose to drive 55, you wouldn't be in trouble.
Right.
In the past, so it needs to be. That's a good thing.
And like you said, we just had a lot of good discretion goes a long ways, and that's basically what folks has been doing. But they chose to do that, I think, from some requests from some of the citizens around there and everything as well. And they always, the commissioners always, get the input from the citizens to do that, stuff like that and everything. Resolution number 5 was just a resolution, a budget amendment for the Clay County General Fund, which was the Sheriff Department and the Health Department. It was just some surplus property on the Sheriff Department. They sold some property and everything. And once that happens, the money, it comes back in. You have to do an amendment to put it back into the system so that he might want to use it for vehicle maintenance or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to go through the commission to get that done and everything. And then, of course, the health department was a little bit, I think, that the state, they're closing out. They've been having like a little check-ins account for the health department through the state.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing away with that. And they had a few dollars, about $107, that was still in there, and they needed to we had to amend that back out and put it back into their, it went back into maintenance on buildings for the health department and everything. So it's no cost to the county. It was just amendments in and out.
Yeah.
And a lot of the budget amendments that we do, they relate to grants, and just like the sheriff did some surplus property that he sold and stuff. And a lot of those amendments are in and outs is what we call them and everything, before that that you don't take it from your fund balance. Now, when we have to do one and it comes from the fund balance, that's when it affects your end result of your fund balance, whenever you have to take it from your general fund and everything.
Well, and it's so important to have that money trail, having all those amendments and resolutions and all those
you got to
make that money trail.
You got to do that because, that's just the way it is and everything. I asked for made a request that the commissioners would give me the authority to advertise for bids for the library roof out there. We've been having some problems in the past. Well, the roof's been on there for several years, and over the past 4 or 5 years that I've been around, nearly 8 years that I've been around, we've been having to do some repairs off and on and everything, so it's time we need to replace that roof and everything. So they give me the authority to go ahead and ask for bids, to advertise for bids and everything to do that. So hopefully we'll, if the bids come in, we'll be opening them in June. And if the bids come in within our budget and everything, we hopefully can get a new roof put back on that. It's one of those rubber-type roofs and everything.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of folks around that does that type of roofing and everything, but there are those that do it, and we advertise to try to get the
much needed thing, because some buildings, if they leak, you just catch it in a bucket and it doesn't even matter if it leaks on something. But computers, electronics, books, and there are archive books there that are so important, and if it were to flood on those or rain on those, then they'd be destroyed.
Right,
so that's a really good project.
And that too, and it's just the deterioration of the buildings and stuff when that happens for a period of time, and we don't want to see that happen. So we've been very blessed and fortunate, with most of our county buildings, we've pretty much even the historical courthouse here. You know, we were able a couple of years ago to put a new roof on it. So it's as far as the roof goes, it's in good shape and everything. So it should be good for another 25, 30 years for us and everything. So of our buildings and stuff that we got.
Maintained, yeah. Mayor Reagan, we need to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. You're going to talk about the school's trash thing contest and then other things, too. I don't want to cut you off, but we got to take a break for our sponsors, and then we'll be right back with Mayor Reagan.
Husqvarna is the world's largest producer of outdoor power products. Husqvarna offers a full line of lawn and garden equipment for the homeowner and the professional. Chainsaws, blowers, trimmers, mowers, tillers, and zero turns. Husqvarna has everything you need and is here to help you with all of your outdoor power equipment needs. Stop by Clay County Farm Supply at 408 Brown Street in Salina or give them a call at 931-243-419 to see how Husqvarna can help you. Husqvarna, taming the wild.
Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee is now your certified dealer for Gator Made trailers. Gator Made is your best source to buy trailers factory direct. Gator Made trailers offer a wide variety and style of trailers, such as utility, gooseneck, equipment, and pintle hitch trailers, enclosed cargo trailers, flatbed, platform, cargo, and dump trailers. And financing is available for Gator Made trailers and Husqvarna products at Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner segment of today's broadcast. You're listening to WVFB on 101.5 FM, and I'm sitting here with Mayor Dale Reagan, and he's been filling us in on the last county court meeting and some other information as well. I'm going to turn it back over to you, Dale.
Okay, thank you, Susan. Again, appreciate the opportunity. And also, our EOC Center, I know that we've been talking about it the last few months and everything.
Yeah.
I know that during the winter months and everything, we kind of put a stop work order on it due to the weather.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got back up and going now.
I've seen that.
They've got the foundation. They're working on them, getting them in the piers and everything, getting them ready. So hopefully here, if the weather holds out for us and everything, in the next month, we'll be able to see a lot of progress going on for it and everything. So we're proud of that. That was through a CDBG disaster grant that we were very fortunate to get back due to the 2010 flood. We weren't fortunate for that, but through that disaster, this grant materialized from it and everything, and we're fortunate to get that. It's a $568,000 grant that we got to do this, and
a much needed building.
It is, and it's something that would give us the opportunity, you know, for our emergency services to have an area to where they can go and they can take the proper training if they need. And God forbid we have another disaster, but if we ever do, we'd have a facility before that they can coordinate together and everything and oversee that. And also, you know, it's going to be built to accommodate our ambulance service that right now that we contract that out to the city, and they do an outstanding job. But in the event that the county commission decides that they want to house the ambulances there, it'll be built to accommodate that as well. I mentioned a moment ago about our litter grant program that we do every year. And through that program, we do some educational programs, and we normally do the we call it the junk art contest, and then in the wintertime around Christmas, we do the Christmas ornament contest, and we involve our school systems. Our this one in particular is pre-K through 8, and it's at both our schools. And this year, and Lisa is one of the ones that comes up and helps us come up with, well, she pretty much coordinates this, and it's through the effort of the Tennessee Department of Transportation and the mayor's office, as well as the Solid Waste Department. Jeff and all his staff down there participates in this as well. And but Lisa is the one that kind of helps us come up with the theme and everything, which this year we've the theme is Light the Way. And anything that you can use through recyclables to build some sort of a light, or it be a candle, whatever, or
electrical, or
anything. Of course, they always, you know, participation from the parents to help them do that. And but we've it's been amazing at the creativity that these kids has got and everything. They've come up with some pretty neat stuff, and looking forward to this. It will be Monday is the deadline for them to turn their projects in.
This coming Monday?
This coming Monday.
Okay.
And we'll be doing the presentation on Tuesday at 2 o'clock down there at my office down there at the complex. So if you don't have nothing to do and you don't come out, it'll do your heart good to come out and see these little fellas and everything to come out, because they we give away first and second prize to each pre-K through third grade, and fourth through six, and then seventh through eight for both schools, Hermit Springs and Salina KA. And first prize is $50, and the second prize is $35. So I want to invite everybody to come out, and certainly want to invite or encourage all the kids to participate in that.
Yes.
Lisa got all the entry forms sent out, I think, Monday or Tuesday of this week, took them to the schools and everything, and I appreciate the schools participating and everything. The teachers, they do an outstanding job with encouraging the kids to do that and everything. And it's just a promotion to promote, you know, you know, how important it is for us to do recycling here in the county.
Yeah.
And over
creativity.
And, you know, over the last few years, I mean, I've seen it. It's really changed. You know, it's got a lot of the... And the kids teach parents.
They do.
I know.
I can attest to that.
Even my grandkids and everything, they'll be out the house or something there, and they'll say, "Pa, you need to do this, that, and other." And I'm supposed to know what I'm doing.
Exactly.
Right. But they certainly keep me up to breast on that and everything. So we want to not only just the kids, but we want to thank everybody out there for keeping our area as clean as possible and everything.
Yes. Well, you mentioned thanking the teachers a minute ago, too, and it was brought to my attention a little bit ago. I believe Randy told me that this is National Teachers Month right now.
I noticed that.
Or week.
They, as a matter of fact, this morning, I think on the news, I seen that they were recognized in a group of teachers and everything. So,
well, we've got a good bunch.
We do.
Here.
We do, absolutely. And I appreciate their efforts very much, because it... They take pride in what they do.
Yeah, they
and
sure do.
They're the ones that helps, you know. They may not realize it, but I've always been a big believer in leading by example, and they certainly do that in their life.
They do. They sure do. Well, is there anything else we need to cover? That's going to be really exciting, the project that's going along with the school. I wanted to ask, are they going to have those on display for a little while, maybe at the office?
They usually place them down there on the displays that's down the hall.
Okay.
And outside my office and everything. So
will they be there for maybe a couple of days?
They will. They'll keep them now. When they come Tuesday, a lot of them wants to pick theirs up and take them back and everything. But the remaining ones that's there, we'll leave them out for, you know, a few days, and then we'll box them back up, and then we'll send them back to the schools and everything. But we'll also, the newspapers has been real good to come and take pictures for us and all that and everything. So we'll have some pictures of them as well and everything.
Yeah.
So we encourage everybody to come out. I mean, this is... this is an enjoyable part of being in the position I'm in and everything, and I appreciate that opportunity as well to be one to get to participate in this and everything.
Oh, nice when you get to actually do some fun things, and this is one of those fun things.
And I might, too, I want to wish everybody out there a safe and happy Memorial Day holiday. I know it's coming up on that and everything, and I know you'll have some folks here probably next week or the next to up to breast on the Memorial Day services that they're going to be having. They always have up here on the square. And I might take this opportunity to invite everybody to come out and be with it, as well as Mother's Day is coming up.
Yeah,
absolutely. I better mention that for sure.
That's right.
Our backbone, I don't care what nobody says, mothers around here and everything, and I encourage everybody out there to give your mama a hug and everything. We were very blessed with a mother that was with us for about 68 years. And when they're gone, you miss them. And just give your mama a hug out there because they're the ones that rock the cradle. And
that's true. They rock your world.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Mayor Reagan, for coming on today. I know you've got a busy schedule, and we do appreciate that you give us this day every month. It's important to let us know what's going on.
I appreciate the opportunity because this is my way of, and hopefully, you know, that if I'm not around, maybe I'll be able to have somebody up to come up here and everything. But, yes, I appreciate the opportunity to get to come and do that and bring our citizens up. I encourage everybody to come to our county court meeting. It's the first Monday night of every month, and certainly want to encourage you to come out and see your county government at work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's a nice, comfortable setting. You just... Nice place to go, too. Mayor Reagan, I would like to talk just a little bit before we just got a couple of minutes left, and I know you've heard about my military boxes, and we've got a project going on. It's a campaign, actually. My son had asked me to send some boxes, care packages, to some of his buddies that weren't getting anything, so our town has gotten very, very involved in that, and we've got boxes sitting around everywhere. And one day I just mentioned that I had started sending boxes to 9 other soldiers now, and I happened to be down in the trustee's office, and Angie Thompson handed me $20 and said, here, go get something. So I went straight out to Family Dollar and started shopping, and your wife, Pandora, was out there, and I was telling her what I was doing. I said, I can't go over $20, and we were at like 1970-something, and she said, here. She reached down and handed me another little wad of money, and I'm like, this is pretty sweet, you know. So I went back and got enough to send a whole box of stuff off, and now this is growing, and it's growing, and I've got a lot of community support and participation, and actually it's reached Channel 4 News, so they're going to be coming tomorrow and for an interview about this.
Right.
And, you know, it'll get us a little bit of spotlight on TV and hopefully get a lot more interest in these care packages.
Well, I know, you know, and I want to commend you for that. I know that you've got a son in the military, and but, I mean, you want to step farther and trying to do what you can do to get the stuff together that they don't have the opportunity to have.
Yeah.
Little things that we take for granted.
Absolutely.
On a daily basis and everything. It means a whole lot to them and everything. And,
absolutely.
And I appreciate everybody around. You know,
We live
in the greatest part of the world.
We
do. I mean, I've been a lot of places and everything, but I'm partial. And we live in a great part of the world. And whenever people need to step up to the plate around here, they certainly do and everything.
They do.
And I know Pandora has brought me up to date a little bit about that. I appreciate your effort.
Well, thank you. It is a good thing, and I'm wanting to send out a big shout-out to the community, too, for all that they're dropping in the boxes and dropping in the donation jars, because it is absolutely making a difference.
Absolutely.
And the guy on Channel 4 said that we'll probably have a huge influx of stuff, so I may be asking everybody out there for physical help in packing boxes and shipping them off.
I'm
hoping it is a good problem.
I feel comfortable that you'll get what you need and everything.
Yeah,
and folks, keep in mind that those men and women that are over there, that's the reason we have the freedom that we have right now, that we're able to. And that's one thing I hope that we don't take for granted, but from day to day we get you know, build up in our everyday activities and stuff, and sometimes I take that for granted, but freedom that we have.
And we want to encourage everybody. You mentioned the Memorial Day coming up, and our service is on Memorial Day, May the 26th at 1 o'clock p.m. We'll have a beautiful service up here on the square that'll be hosted by the American Legion Post 18 and the Post 18 Auxiliary. For now, this is Susan Bailey with the Clay County Corner on 101.5 WVFB, wishing everybody a beautiful and productive day, and always keep our military in your prayers.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our communities. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.